can move heavily about your eyes. Don't forget to make disguises.
It is just about 9 p.m. here in Pittsburgh, which means it's time for, almost time for the end of From the Basement here on WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. That was Can't Hold On by DD Ranged. Up next, we've got DA Pop by Datura Seeds. And next week is February 7th, week before Valentine's Day. So planning a bit of a different show instead of our usual set of alt, rock, indie. Maybe it'll be a bit more romantic, a bit slower, a bit sexier. tune in for special show. But we'll be back next week, same time, same place, 8 p.m. here on 88.3 FM or streaming online at WRCT.org. Next Friday is also Jellyfish at Cobra. I'll be in attendance. DJ Addy meet and greet at Jellyfish next Friday. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next week.
Get on the floor, dance with my boots. I'll be the man for the rock and roll. I'll be the man for the rock and roll. I'll be the man for the rock and roll. I'm gonna dance with the whole crew.
told Papa. Papa got up and he told Mama. Well, Mama told Papa about something she heard. He said, look at your Mama. I don't believe a word. We're gonna boogie. We're gonna boogie. We're gonna boogie till the break of day. Well, you know the old folks boogie. And the children do. Don't nobody boogie like me and you. We're gonna boogie. We're gonna boogie.
again. friendly heat. Said if you're awaking on a 444, I hate to tell you, son, I couldn't stop in no more. Mystery train.
Was the Soft Boys, Robin Hitchcock, Kimberly Rue and company, doing their version of Mystery Train, wrapping up what I call the mock. This was a Junior Parker mock, a bunch of songs that he first put out and first released as done by other artists. But you know what was in that in the mock? Before the Soft Boys, Doug Sam from his Hell of a Spell album, doing Next Time You See Me. Doug Sam almost won under the mock. I think I've actually done Doug Sam before. I really do. That's why I didn't pick that one. But believe it or not, he also passed on this day back in 1999. Junior Parker passed on this day back in 1971. Hey, before the Doug Sam, and Doug Sam, if you didn't know, was also in the Sir Douglas Quintet. But let's move on. How about some Ike and Tina? Ike and Tina doing a song called Rooster, which was essentially was Mother-in-Law Blues, which I'm playing in the background. Also some Clarence Gatemouth Brown doing his version of I Feel All Right Again. Fabulous Thunderbirds did Feeling Good and started off the entire set from 1980 and the American Music album, The Blasters. The Blasters. And their version of Barefoot Rock. And that was a mock. We do a mock each and every week at this time during the Viva La Mock radio program. You know what? While I've got that harmonica in the background, I should tell you, what's better than an hour of classic and traditional blues music? How about 2 hours? We give you 2 hours of the Deep Blues Hour right here in WRCT. Join Steve every Monday from 8 until 10 p.m. for 2 hours of classic and traditional blues. And it's exclusively here on 88.3 FM WRCT, Pittsburgh. Well, I watch my baby leave. Her mother had her by the hand. All right, I'll let it fade out of my Junior Parker. And then we'll segue back into just whatever we're doing. What are we doing? We're reminding you that 86 million adults in America have pre-diabetes. In other words, 1 in 3 adults in this country are at risk of developing type 2 diabetes. Or if you're Brett Michaels of Poison Diabetes. Or Wilford Brimley. But the good news is that pre-diabetes can be reversed. And even if you're busy, it takes less than 1 minute to know where you stand. That means there's no excuse. If you visit doihaveprediabetes.org, you can take a short online test. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Still taking requests and trying to play as many of those requests as I can before this program is over, which is in another 35 minutes. Brett called in. He called long distance, called from another country, believe it or not, to say that he's tuned in, he's been listening, wants to hear some songs. So I will play you some songs. Starting off with this one.
Can't you see?
Hi, this is Marty Wilson Piper, and you are listening to Viva La Rock.
Too dangerous to keep. Too feeble to let go. And you want to bite the hand. Should have stopped this long ago.
from the Starfish album. It's the Church wrapping up that set of music with Reptile. Before that, some requested Echo and the Bunnymen. Brett called in all the way from Canada saying, hey, could we play some Echo? Brett was actually bowling recently. He came into town to see the Steelers. He and his son came into town to see the Steelers. Stopped out at Arsenal Lanes, and I was hanging out there. I hang out there on random Sundays and then every Thursday. And on Thursdays, I do 80s and 90s music. So it's always easy when you got an 80s request for the Mockster. Hey, before the Echo and the Bunnymen, that was Blur. That was Blur doing Substitute. Did you know that today was, well, technically now yesterday, but was National Substitute Teacher Day. So, you know, that's the best I can do. Blur doing their version of The Who's Substitute. And then for my friend from the Great White North, I start off that entire set with the band Utopia. Yeah, Todd Rundgren's project Utopia with Feet Don't Fail Me Now. Started off that entire set. See what I did there? Crafty like that. I'm crafty in a whole bunch of ways, but I only have about 17 minutes of this program to prove my craftiness, and I got some more requests that have come in, so I have to get to some of those. Can't ignore the requests. Although not a request, but a song that I was planning on playing anyway, and it actually fits really well into this theme of me talking about Brett listening up there in Canada. Because it's a song originally done by one of their favorite sons.
Back. when you touch me. But like a fantasy come true, then you know. When they do, then you know, then you know.
I gotta tell you, I honestly think that I just made a baby somewhere. Sorry about that. That was a request. It's hard to refute a request when the person is standing right next to me holding the album. Go, will you play this on your show? But I was kind of in a soft, mellow mode there, and I was like, oh, well, why not? It's late. I can do that. That's Jimmy Messina from his Oasis album with Seeing You for the First Time. You know what I can call that? Playing it for the first time. Very first time I've ever played that song. Played some Holiday in there. I've played that song a bazillion times. From Ready, Steady, Go and Prostitutes in Town. Hunters and Collectors, I've played that a bunch of times. That was by request, Throw Your Arms Around Me. And I will say, if you've never heard the Neil Finn cover of that, fantastic. I think he did it for KEX, whatever, that radio station. Out in California that does a lot of live stuff. KEXP, I think that's what it is. For their Sounds Eclectic series. But the Hunters and Collectors, and then the Black Watch started off the entire set doing a Gordon Lightfoot song. If you could read my mind. If you could read my mind right now, you don't know what you'd want to hear. Hey, for anyone listening to an encore presentation of Viva La Mock, the show is ending.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Today, 1 in 5 Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges, but many of us don't know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we work every day to eliminate stigma and advance mental health. Visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
WRCT Pittsburgh. It's more fun when it doesn't make any sense.